Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Andy Jacobs.
And this is the H&J Daily with some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. Well, it was a fairly scattergun intro to the show today.
It was a bit of a mad start,
It did go a bit bonkers. Mm. You got involved, got some good emails, texts and tweets, so we'll bring you some of the best of those. We also had Tim Vickery join us with the latest from South America. And we had quite an eventful Paddy's Challenge where Jeff Peters of the birthday spread fame popped up to help out as the guest referee. Andy really enjoyed it.
Oh, I loved it, yeah.
As you will gather from today's selection, here it all is. This is Paul Hawksby and Andy Jacobs with you through until four here on TalkSport Weather this afternoon. Andy, please tell us what's coming up this afternoon.
We're going to do the whole show in Welsh accents.
We are. Fantastic.
Coming up over the next 3 hours, a ref's take on three big calls in last night's Arsenal-Bayern game. We'll wonder what happened now. Eric Ten Hag's best mate has just left Old Trafford.
No, his last mate.
Oh, his last mate.
Yeah. That does say the word last.
I know, but that didn't make any sense to me.
Well, no, all I'm saying is after 23 or 24 years, you could possibly read it first. It's the only bit that's actually scripted. The idea is, I mean, I think I could wing it, but the only reason I do this is to make it easier for you, and you gnaws it up every day. But anyway, carry on. You're doing a great job.
We'll preview another big night in the Champions League and the Championship. No better now than I was on the day I started.
Absolutely no better at not one iota.
Honestly, you'd think there'd be some improvement. It's really quite worrying.
We're also interested in your kids' mistakes, plus the very worst moment to have got the Charlie Adams treatment. And we'll catch up with the ex-Charlton boss Dean Holden and find out how he's enjoying life as Steven Gerrard's number two in Saudi.
There's all this, plus we've got some hot tips for the Masters and why the Olympic tradition...
Well, it is a great tradition in the Olympics.
Triathlon.
Might be
swim free.
That's right, be swim free. So it's not like even Chelsea lost last night, so you can't blame that.
No, it's great. I'm a viral sensation now when Chelsea lose.
Oh, yeah. Andy's gone. Anyway, I should say, we don't want to bock the show, think after that intro, we probably have 6 minutes past one. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Andy. Mm. Yeah, and your kind of rants are getting quite a lot of traction on social
I'm
media.
Clickbait.
Alan Clickbait, yeah.
I know. I think it's one I did about Arsenal and City last week, about the game not being that great. 602,000.
Yeah.
I know, so quite impressive. My West Ham Chelsea. Well, I went through and checked them. I thought I'll have a look.
Oh, the ego on him. It's fantastic.
I don't bother to check the comments.
I know what's the trouble is,
though. They'll be terrible.
Then you start. I mean, imagine a lot of them would be shame, isn't it? And it's shame. But even then, the fact you're checking the numbers, you'll be going to come in and say to me, I've really got one today. You won't believe what I'm going to say.
That wouldn't work, though, would it? It's the fact that it's genuine.
It is genuine. It is not at all manufactured. Yes,
a million
indeed.
For the Chelsea versus West Ham rent.
Really?
That was my record. I was quite impressed.
Congratulations to you. Okay, well done.
Yes, it's the mad rant.
Are you thinking of going online only?
No, I don't think I will.
Recent vernacular? Fair enough. All right. Well, we'll keep putting up for you then.
We should actually talk about last night's game. But I just
we should. We're going to get Keith to talk about the contentious stuff. I mean, everybody's got an opinion on it. We all just. I went after the game. went for a little stroll with a dog, listening to the boys.
What
was it
dog
really
think?
Interesting? She was quite non-committal. She just slept through most of it. It was one of those nights when I had Real Madrid City on the iPad in front of me, and the game on the telly. And it's,
I can't do that. And it's great that you can do
I know
that.
It's hard, but you just keep flicking back from one or the other. I was
I
lucky
like a channel
that I,
hopper.
Yeah, no, that's a big mistake because you're going to miss everything. Then,
well, no, so. You didn't. The interesting thing is that what I govern it on is Schadenfreude.
So he's a good player.
Tremendous. As soon as Arsenal were losing,
yeah,
I thought, well, I better switch this. You don't get much opportunity to watch Arsenal lose. Now I'm straight on to Matt Scott,
yeah,
all my Schadenfreude things.
Yeah.
But then they equalised, so I thought, I'll turn back now.
Yeah. Everybody's got their own way of doing
it. But actually,
things.
Watching Madrid losing at home is almost as enjoyable as watching Arsenal losing at home.
Yeah. It's
sensational. There's such a sense of entitlement with that.
The Bernabeu.
I don't know what that is.
You're on fire today, Andy, aren't you? You've had a good night's kip. I say Chelsea didn't lose. You've got absolutely no excuses for any of this.
But both games were worth watching, and everybody said it's so frustrating. You think I'm being Little Englander, but I think they could easily have switched.
Well, why? You know. Just for you.
Well, if they had PSG Barcelona, which is a great game, and Arsenal Bayern, that was last night.
Yeah.
And then Madrid versus Man City. Oh, I see. You've got a problem because Atletico. Madrid,
yeah, you've got two Spanish teams. What would have happened?
Two from Madrid. It's complicated. I
know. I know you think you're more important than everybody in Spain.
I do.
You know, they would have. They wanted to see two of their teams in action, I guess, as well. It's just the way the draw shook down. It was unfortunate. It's going to be unfortunate next week.
Such a high quality. Well, both
games
they were really,
they were
really
cracking
good
matches. I mean,
Kim Kardashian, she was there cursing with her curse.
What was she at? Which game was she?
She went to the Arsenal game.
Oh, was she there?
Yeah, and apparently she was there last year when they lost to Spanish team. Was it
honestly,
Porto or something?
Bold as brass. This getting on the train home yesterday, a lad gets on at the station, and he just stands, a big German guy in a sort of red, and he, in a very thick German accent in English, said, "Oh, hi, does this train stop at Highbury in Islington?" Well, I thought, he's either Arsenal supporters Munich or he's got a ticket from somewhere. There were a few ejected. I mean, if you saw that in the crowd, yeah, there were a few people that were ejected that went up when Bayern scored. Not that many.
Oh, yeah, because they...
But I think one or two got booted out. But, yeah,
section.
I think a few of them managed to get tickets.
Talking of German football people getting on your tube train...
Yeah.
Oliver Glasner, the new Palace manager, got on my tube last night. I got a nice pap photo of him.
You did?
I'm sure it was him. I looked at him, I thought, and he was speaking German.
No, it was him.
It was him, yeah. No, but as I'm seeing this guy, and he's speaking German to this other fellow, and I could hear the words Premier League and everything.
Yeah.
You know what? That's him, isn't it? So then I Googled him, and then I said to my wife, that's
not
him, isn't
it? It's
not
at all intimidating for him. He's sitting like he's about a yard from you, isn't he?
He didn't know I was doing it.
Okay.
And
how did you manage to pap him? How did you take the photo?
Yeah.
Well, it's surreptitiously.
Surreptitiously, like I was sort of looking at my phone.
You kids. I don't know how you do it. It's great, isn't it? Didn't ask him for a selfie then?
No.
You didn't start talking him for all your hits on social media.
I could have
media.
Spoken to him, but I thought, what am I going to say to him? I'm not a Palace fan.
No.
He hasn't done a great job, so I can't say, oh, you're doing a fantastic job. I thought, if you can't say anything nice,
don't say anything at all.
So I thought, well, okay.
You should have said that to him,
as
my old mum used to say.
Very much.
You're doing a fair middling job so far. I wouldn't say you've said, you know, you're not pulling up any trees.
No.
But they've had worse.
I mean,
Palace.
I think I wrote a note in my book this last week that they're going to have to bring Roy back.
We didn't get your book out and show it to him,
no,
did you?
I didn't, no.
A couple of things to get it going on today. We're going to talk about the mistake last... Well, not necessarily a mistake. We'll find out what does Keith Hackett, former head of the Premier League referees, make of it all. The ball being picked up by Martinelli, not hearing the whistle. Mistake, said the referee. It's a kid's mistake.
It wasn't Martinelli, was it?
No, not Martinelli. It was Gabriel, wasn't it? I do apologise. Yeah, well, I've got one part of the name right. So he said to the players, the referee, that was a kid's mistake. I can't be giving penalties for something like that in a game like this.
Tuchel, honestly, if that had happened the other way around and he had a penalty against it, he'd have gone absolutely mad. So you can't say it wasn't a penalty.
I was quite interested in kids' mistakes, the ones that didn't go unpunished. There's a chance for you to dig into the memory bank and remember some kids' mistakes this afternoon. It's a bit of a Max Rushton there on a Saturday morning. But good and open-ended. We would welcome some of those today, some of those ones you got away with. Maybe you're letting your parents know now for the first time. And some of those that you didn't. And you can try and reason them out if you like.
I didn't get away with one. I remember that.
Here we go.
Well, it was I think it was in primary school, and we were doing a thing on Holland. And we had a model of, I might have told you this before, of what's the red cheese? Is it Edam?
Edam.
It was an Edam.
It wasn't a real Edam.
No, it was a block of wood covered with that red plastic. So it looked, it was like a model
Edam.
Where'd
you buy one of those?
God knows. I suppose, you know, if you're learning about Holland,
I mean,
they do.
And also, why don't you just get an Edam?
It would have gone off.
Weighs about the same.
It would have gone off.
That's what the wax is for.
So this bloke that I went to school with, Peter Storey, said to me...
Not the old Arsenal
not
defender.
Not the old Arsenal player, no. Okay. He was a train driver, actually, eventually. Oh, okay. But anyway, that's by the by. So he said to me...
If this doesn't get a million hits on social media, then I don't know what will. Peter Storey, the train driver, and a block of red
he
cheese.
He said to me, hold this cheese. So I was quite naive.
Was that a euphemism? Or?
So I held the cheese in my hands like that. And then Peter decided to give it a right whack. He punched it.
Punched the cheese?
And it went... It didn't break, it just shatter the window. It went straight through the window, leaving an Edam-sized hole in the window. And we were both in front of Miss Morris, the headmaster. No, the headmistress.
The headmistress, okay.
Sorry, Miss Morris.
Well, you never know.
If you're listening.
Yeah. She won't be, no. She'd have to be about 130, wouldn't she? Miss Morris is still listening. Dear me. Anyway, I haven't got time to set up the other one now. I probably can. Your kids' mistakes.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Kids' mistakes. Andy kicked us off because we had a kid's mistake in the Arsenal Bayern game, apparently, said the referee. I once turned up at school on a Sunday. The gates were locked. Neither my parents or my three siblings even realised I'd done it. I climbed back into bed in my uniform, said Marty.
That's brilliant.
Beautiful kid's mistake.
Yeah, nice story.
Yeah. I was a goalkeeper in an under-14s game and I completely lost track of where I was in relation to the pitch. Where's it gone? I went to gather a ball only to realise it was in the centre circle. That takes some doing. He did lose your way. You two have definitely had a lunchtime tipple. Chance would be a fine thing.
That'd be ridiculous.
We had the same in a Sunday league game. Ref gave it, but team were playing told player to miss on purpose, says the Ogster. So I take it this is referring to the moment last night where the ball was picked up after the whistle had been blown. Anyway, let's look at those three contentious decisions.
I like the idea that the listener thinks that I have to be drunk to be as bad as this.
Yeah, this is him sober. I've seen him with a drink and he's all over the place.
I'm all over the place.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Carroll's going to Blackpool and all those seagulls was pooed on last night and there's footage of him trying to wipe his coat off. And they say it's lucky, but they lost 1-0. So much for that. Mm. But we were asking about your experiences of it. As a junior office worker, I once had to deliver a new baby present to the chief exec of a competitor. As I approached their office with a gift, a seagull did its business on me, half of which landed on my shoulder, the rest landed in the gift bag.
Oh, no.
Needless to say, I dropped the present off and made a hasty retreat.
Oh, great present.
Because it's supposed to be like happy birthday to someone... A new baby present to a competitor. It's going to look like they were trying to have a pop.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Back on that red card, Keith Hackett, the former head of the referees, felt it was a red card and he could have got a red card for that elbow. Harry Kane. Neil from Cheltenham says, I think it comes down a lot to players and their profile. Kane should have been sent off. If it was Casemiro, definitely been a red card.
Good point.
Yeah, I mean, I think the guys were making it in commentary. Ali and Fletch last night in commentary were making, you know, sometimes that does have a bearing on it, doesn't it, really? But anyway.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Time then to enter the world of South American football, as always, with our man out in Rio, Tim Vickery. Good afternoon, Tim.
Afternoon, gentlemen. How are you doing? Spring in the air?
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, not so bad. Last night, I'm sure all eyes, because of the Brazilian contingents in the Champions League, all eyes on both games. When Gabriel Jesus, front and centre of the equaliser, lovely footwork. And we had Rodrigo and Vinicius Jr. in action. So I say a lot of eyes on the Champions League, I'm guessing, over there, Tim.
Yeah, lots. Although you've just gone and changed your times, haven't you? You've moved your clocks.
Oh yes,
and that makes it harder for your working people over here because it's a 4 o'clock kickoff. Those games, it was 5, it's now a 4 o'clock kickoff. So the games are like 4 to 6. I suspect that the productivity figures will show that there was a big drop off late afternoon yesterday with so many people watching the games, and it's gone well beyond when they were just following their players. There's now loads of people who have a strong bond with the teams. So, you know, you could have a Man City against Real Madrid with no South Americans at all, and it would still be big news over here.
Wow, OK, that's interesting. So the Brazilian Championship is getting underway this weekend, and you feel it's not quite the product it used to be?
No, well, it's not that it used to be, not that it could be.
Right.
It could be so much better. And just an easy example here. It runs from Saturday all the way through to early December. In the middle of it, there's a Copa America.
Right.
There is no pause. The Copa America, it's a FIFA date. Clubs are obliged to release players. And the Brazilian clubs now, what they do to compensate for selling the likes of Vinicius Jr. and so on, is they buy lots from the neighbouring countries. The recent FIFA dates, almost 30 players in action, South American national teams who play for Brazilian clubs. Now, that's big names. Now, Endrick is the biggest, the hero of Wembley and the hero of the Bernabeu, who's going to be playing in the Bernabeu. Now, these are his last few months with Palmeiras, and he and others, more than 30 players, I think, they are going to miss as much as 9 rounds of the Brazilian League. That's a quarter of the championship.
Mm.
Now, can you imagine the Premier League agreeing to a calendar where the biggest stars will be missing from a quarter of the championship?
Yeah.
It's insane. The calendar is lunacy. The big clubs, they are talking to the Premier League, and they are supposed to be trying to get together to organise their own league. And they're not even talking about subjects like calendar. Let's kick that one down the road and come back to it later. At the moment, all they're interested in is seeing how much money they can make off TV rights. And so predictably, the clubs have just split into two groups that are selling their TV rights separately.
Mm.
So at the moment, the idea of a Brazilian-style Premier League is still way, way off. But the day that Brazil gets it right, there's a lot of money in the game here now. Since the stadiums have been spruced up, average attendances, it's a little bit like what happened to England. If you build the nice stadiums, they will come.
Yeah.
There's more people with money into the stadiums. The average crowds last year, about 27,000 in the Brazilian Championship, were the highest ever. So the potential is so great, but it's constantly frustrated by the fact that they cannot get their act together because there is no conception of the common good. There is no conception of, let's get around a table and compromise. It's all, my club's being robbed. I'm going to break away. And it leads you to despair sometimes.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Yes, it's time now for Paddy's Challenge, our quiz for charity in association with our friends and official betting partner, Paddy Power. In Paddy's Challenge, we put our knowledge of the weird and wonderful world of sport to the test. With a chance of raising lots of cash for our nominated charities, I'm playing for the Sporting Memories Network, Andy raising funds for the Willow Foundation. And helping to manage proceedings and ensure fair play is a guest quizmaster. With Ben Fletcher off this week,
oh, yeah,
we've called on the services of the official adjudicator of the birthday spread. That will return Topper. Tomorrow. It is Philbert the Fox, Jeff Peters. Good afternoon, Jeff.
Very good afternoon to you, chaps. It's a pleasure to be trying to fill Fletch's boots, which are big boots to fill.
You don't. You haven't got to do your ongoing knocks at the management. You can leave those out today. But Leicester, Jeff, I mean, you know, you're in danger of going one better than Spurs and finishing third in a one-horse race.
Yeah, blue square in 5 years. I think that's definitely on the cards.
It's so tight at the top, isn't it?
It is. It's, you know, a point or two between the top three teams. Games are running out. Leicester have got a game in hand. It's in Leicester's hands. They're still top. They could be knocked off by Ipswich tonight, who, you know, definitely the story of the season in the Championship. It was a poor result, poor performance at Millwall last night. And, you know, it's going to go down to the wire. And Leicester's game in hand is against Southampton, who might still just be about in the automatic race, but time's running out for them. But, you know, Leeds last night dropped a couple of points at home against Sunderland. Who's going to hold their nerve? It's a really compelling title race.
It certainly is. Yeah. Well, let's crack on, Jeff. Let's get underway.
Okay, so in Paddy's Challenge, you will each be asked three multiple choice questions, usually posed by the voice of Paddy Power, Alistair McGowan, but he's away this week as well. I don't know if him and Fletch are away together.
Him and Fletch often go away together, comparing impressions. Yeah,
that'll be good. So I'm going to be asking the questions now. The winner will be the player that scores the most points, and in the event of a tie, you will both win the chance to raise some cash for your charities. Last time we played, it was a draw, and you both had bets to place. Paul, you backed Erling Haaland to score in Man City's league match against Aston Villa last week, but on the night it was a goal from Rodri and a hat-trick from Phil Foden that won that for City 4-1. Andy, you backed Brentford to beat Brighton in their league match last Wednesday, but that ended in a goalless draw. No luck there then. Let's see if we can raise some more money for your charities this week. Now, we have to decide who goes first. I have a coin, an old-fashioned piece of cash, which not many people seem to have these days. Yep. So we're going to go heads or tails, Paul, to guess.
Okay. Heads.
It is heads.
Oh, okay. I'll go first.
So, Paul, you go first. So here is your first question, Paul.
Okay.
British extreme runner Russ Cook completed his epic journey across the length of Africa last weekend, a distance of over 16,000 kilometres. How many days did it take him? Was it A, 350 days, B, 365 days, or C, 250 days?
It was virtually all year, wasn't it? 350 days.
1 point to Paul.
Ooh, good guess.
Oh, yes, there we are.
First point to Paul. Yeah, so his journey was the equivalent of 385 marathons, meaning averaged over a marathon a day to get to the finish.
What's the point?
It's raised a fortune for charity. What's the point, says Andy? Anyway, next one. 1-0 to me.
It's a piece of work, Andy. Okay, your first question. Mo Salah set a new Premier League record last weekend. He has now scored the most goals versus Manchester United, taking his tally to 11 and breaking the record previously held by which player? Was it A, Robbie Fowler, B, Alan Shearer, or C, Sergio Aguero?
Absolutely no idea, but I'll go Sergio Aguero.
Oh dear.
It was Alan Shearer. That was his sixth at the stadium in the top flight. No visiting player has ever scored more than that. So Paul leads 1-0. Paul's second question. Despite back-to-back hat-tricks in his past two appearances, Cristiano Ronaldo was on the bench until the last 20 minutes of Al Nassr's game versus Damak last weekend and narrowly missed out on adding to his incredible tally of goals. How many has he scored so far this season? Is it A, 25, B, 35, or C, 45?
Probably 45, isn't it?
Oof.
It's 35, isn't it?
Yeah. It is 35, plus 12 assists.
Wow.
In 34 matches this season.
So he passes as well in that
league.
It's
really challenging for him, isn't it? Tremendous.
Harry Kane scored more, though, hasn't he? Well, not, maybe not. Anyway, so 1-0 to me, Jeff.
It is indeed. Second question for Andy. Manchester United broke an unwanted record during their match against Liverpool last weekend. A poor first half performance saw the Red Devils fail to register a single shot at goal. That's the first time that's happened in the first half since April 2022, when they were playing against which team? A, Manchester City, B, Arsenal, or C, Liverpool?
Who's going to know the answer to that? That's a ridiculous question.
Possibly you.
No, I don't. I'll go Manchester City. No idea.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
It's not really a test of knowledge, is it? It's just a pointless thing.
Okay, well, I'm glad you're enjoying yourself.
Yeah. What's the point?
I like the questions where you've got a chance of answering them. I reckon about 1% of the country could have got that
let's
right.
Let's not deconstruct it all live on air,
it's
eh?
It's rubbish.
Take it up. You sound like Fletch today. Take it
so
up with management.
The questions are so poor. Anyway, go on.
Incidentally, it was the first time it happened at Old Trafford since October 2015 against Manchester City. So, Paul, your third question, you get this right.
Just a bit of fun, yeah.
Yeah, it's a Tottenham question.
Oh, OK.
Oh, great. Yeah. Tremendous.
That was a badly move.
I don't choose the questions.
He doesn't. He doesn't.
Yeah.
You've changed Tottenham the fans, questions.
Yeah.
You put your
Tottenham
own
fans
questions.
Have been celebrating Heung-Min Son's ascension into the 400 club after his appearance in Spurs' draw with West Ham last week. Harry Kane was the last player to achieve this club milestone. Mm. In which month and year did Kane hit the 400? Was it A, November 2021, B, December 2020, or C, October 2022?
October 2022.
Pick that one out.
Yeah. See, I knew that. When you support the team, you got a fighting chance. Yeah. I was there, I think. Anyway, so, Andy, just for a bit of fun, the last question. Make it a good one. Make it really hard, Jeff.
How many hot dogs were sold in 2013 at a certain ground?
That's it.
Villa
Park? That's the perfect question. Here we go.
Go on.
Andy, it is a Chelsea question.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Which Blues fan and top flight snooker player had scathing words for Chelsea boss Maurizio Pochettino after they drew 2-2 with Sheffield United last weekend? Was it A, Mark Selby, B, Judd Trump, or C, Neil Robertson?
But it's definitely not Mark Selby because he's the jester from Leicester.
Yeah.
He sports Leicester. So,
Judd Trump or...
Who's the other one? Neil Robertson. I'll go Neil Robertson.
Yeah.
Well, it's a pure guess.
Yeah. Well, most of them
congratulations.
Why doesn't Neil go viral like me if he's having a go at the team?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, Paul. Yeah. You are today's winner. You've won a free £20 bet that Paddy Power will place for you so you can try and win some cash for your charity. What are you going to go for?
I'll go for an Mbappe goal tonight. It feels like it's written with him off to Real Madrid. So
right.
I'll go for an Mbappe goal, Jeff.
All right, well, we'll see how you get on, and the winner will be revealed next week.
Thank you very much, Jeff. We will catch up with you tomorrow.
Yeah, look forward to it. Cheers, boys.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Well, there we are. That's how it all unfolded. We're back tomorrow. We're going to have four live races, myself and Charlie. Charlie returns tomorrow, Charlie Baker. So four live races from Aintree, the Grand National Meeting. Birthday spread, as always. Top guest joined us. Do hope you can join us.
How many fours did WG Grace hit?
Yeah.
In 1886.
Yeah, well, is it A? I mean, look, multiple choice gives you a fighting chance. I'll give it, look, yeah, they're not very guessable questions.
No, they're not.
Are they? We do take your point. Thank you, caller. we'll catch up with you tomorrow from 1. If you can't make it, then the podcast is always available at 4. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.